This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2149. Have you been practicing English left and right? Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
When you have been trying to achieve something, but it's just not working, what can you say to describe this? Today, get a simple but common phrase so that people can meet you where you're at.
Everyone knows that the missing piece when it comes to fluency is having a way to practice, but we also know that you're busy. So that's why we've added special speaking opportunities for all students in our courses. Monthly fluency parties with an All Ears English host, open conversation club every week, and even a live Q&A in some plans. Join our online fluency course to get these benefits and more. Go to allearsenglish.com/plan to save 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th. But this offer does expire at midnight on May 5th. So go to allearsenglish.com/PLAN.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, feeling good today? How are you feeling today?
I'm good. Lindsay, I don't know if we've ever really talked about this. Are you right-handed or left-handed?
I'm a righty.
You're a righty.
I'm a righty. What about you? Are you
a righty or a lefty? I'm a lefty.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You can kind of see it, right? Like,
let me see in the video here.
I don't mean actually see it. I mean, like, you can, like, I feel like I seem like a lefty. I don't know.
Okay, interesting. What do lefties seem like? Just kind of what comes to mind?
I don't know. Well, you know what? Never mind. Now it sounds like I'm just giving myself compliments. But like, I think because lefties use the right side of the brain, which is maybe the more creative, and righties are more, but 10% of the population is left-handed, something like that.
I know. Yeah. Not very many people are. I always wonder, how did that work in school because most of the desks yeah. are right-handed. How did that work when you were in
yeah.
school?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you adapt. I mean, there's always a smudgy, you know, this part of the hand is always smudgy. Yeah. Like there's always like pencil all over it.
Interesting.
Yeah. And the words that you kind of just smudge over everything and everything doesn't look so good. Scissors. I feel like I may have told this story that I was in ninth grade. I was taking a science class, and on the first day we had to cut something and I couldn't use the lefty scissors. I mean, there were no lefty scissors. Did I tell this?
Probably. Yeah.
And my teacher said, and I asked my teacher for scissors. And he said, if you can't figure out how to use the righty scissors, you're never going to pass this class.
Oh, my gosh. That is such a mean thing to say. Jeez.
Yeah. And I was so upset because I play guitar righty, but most people do. There are some things that a lot of lefties just adapt to. Like, I couldn't imagine using a computer mouse with my right hand.
That's true. That's
there are certain things. So anyway, today we're going to talk about an expression dealing with the words left and right. And the expression is left and right.
Nice. Yeah. But this is an interesting conversation around lefties, righties. I know in tennis, lefties have an advantage for sure because it's I guess it's easier as a tennis player to disguise what you're going to hit as a lefty. So there are a lot of places where lefties have advantages, but this is not even talking today about lefties and righties, but it's talking about this idea of completion. Like everything is happening. It's something is thorough in a way, right?
This was your idea, Lindsay. And this is a good one. So I'm excited. Guys, before we get into it, make sure you hit follow wherever you are listening to All Ears English.
Yeah. And if you haven't listened to the episode 2091, where I interviewed Steve Kaufman, a linguist, he speaks multiple languages. Go and check that one out. Trust your brain for better language learning with Steve Kaufman. Okay. So left and right is today's expression, right, Michelle?
Yes. Left and right. Yes.
Okay.
So this basically means from or to everywhere. Now that probably sounded confusing, but it can also mean something is happening a lot, maybe too much or without much logic or thought. So let's give examples because that's going to make it clear.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Here's an example. I've been applying for jobs left and right, but I haven't gotten any interviews. So does that mean I'm just applying to a ton of jobs, Michelle, basically?
Yeah. You're just everywhere. Everywhere you're looking for jobs, you're applying for them online, you're going to network events, whatever it is. But
Or maybe you are applying online, but you're also like passing stores and you're seeing help wanted, you're going in. It's just every avenue you are using.
Yes, every avenue. Yes. So another could be, she has been asking me about the party every day. She brings it up left and right.
Yeah. So constantly. It's just constant, right? All the time.
Yeah.
Or let's see. I've been searching for a house left and right, but none match what I'm looking for. Yeah.
That's a huge one. I mean, I have so many. I have friends and family members who are in the housing market and they're just looking and looking, and it's just so tough to find something. And people can take years to find their house.
Yeah. It's a hard time right now to buy a house for sure. There's not a lot of inventory. Right. Because what's happened in our housing market is that, you know, interest rates have gone up and buyers, owners just want to make sure they want to be in that bidding war that they had before when they sold in 2020, where they'd have buyers like, oh, I'll give you $100,000 over asking price. They want that again, but they're not going to get that. So they're waiting and they're not selling. Right. It's a big mess right now.
Exactly. Yeah. Or here's one more. She's been buying shoes left and right, and now she has no money for Christmas gifts.
Oh my gosh. Some people love their shoes for sure.
Do you have a lot of shoes?
No, not really. I don't have a ton of shoes. I have just the right amount.
Good. The perfect amount.
I'm not a shoe person. Yeah, for sure not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but here you see in these examples that the idea is something is happening a lot, everywhere, constantly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lizzie, what kind of vibe do you feel this expression gives off?
Well, I feel like you're right. What you said earlier, Michelle, a little bit out of control. Like, okay, it's playful, but it's also like, whoa, this is happening a lot, left and right, everywhere. Everywhere I turn, this thing is happening.
Yeah, right. It can, exactly. And I think it depends on the context. It can show, it shows some sort of emotion. I think it just is very emphatic. It kind of strengthens what you're talking about. So it could make something even a little bit more silly or show a little more frustration. I mean, for example, like with the shoes, she won't stop buying shoes. I'm like, I'm a little annoyed. And now she doesn't have money for Christmas gifts. And, but it's just, this expression makes something like she's been buying too many shoes. I've been applying everywhere for jobs. She brings it up all the time. All of these get a little bit more interesting when you use left and right.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Instead of saying so much, it's happening so much. She's buying so many shoes. As you said, Michelle, let's use something more interesting. Let's speak in an interesting way. It makes me think of the word sneakerhead. Sneakerhead. Do you know anyone who is a sneakerhead, a sneaker enthusiast?
Yes, I do. I do. My brother-in-law and future sister-in-law. Yes, they are. On the Nikes.
Interesting.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Like, actually, my mother-in-law too.
Wow, it sounds like it runs in the family on that side.
Yes, it certainly does. I think maybe it's starting to happen to Dan. Not quite yet, but it's start. Yeah.
Okay. Over. All right. Well, very interesting. Yeah. Some people, they consider sneakers like collectibles, and they,
yeah,
like as soon as the sneaker is released, this version, that version, they're on top of it. They wait in lines. I mean, it, yeah, it gets pretty crazy.
I don't think they're not like that. They're not like that.
Okay.
Yeah. I actually never heard that, a sneakerhead.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. I've heard it before, and I just checked up the term on the dictionary. Yeah, sneakerhead is a sneaker enthusiast, right? Someone who just basically collects sneakers and just really a person who collects and trades sneakers as a hobby and who's typically very knowledgeable about the history of sneakers as well. So maybe maybe they're wearing some of them, but maybe they're trading and collecting them as well. Like you would a stamp collection or coin collection.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I take it back then. I thought it was just someone who really has a lot of sneakers. So, but this is okay. Good. Thank you for sharing.
I'm not sure what the line is exactly. I mean, maybe they can be trending in that direction. I don't know, Michelle.
There's some sort of initiation process if you pass a test about sneakers.
Yeah.
Okay, Lindsay, but do you think you can use left and right at work?
Yeah, I do for sure. I mean, when you're when you want to report that something is happening a lot, you know, it's not the most formal. It's not specifically formal for work, but you could use it. It all depends on the context that you're using it. But there are some other things, Michelle, that we could say, right? Yeah. Like constantly. I've been constantly applying for jobs.
Right. Or you could say all the time. I've been applying for jobs all the time.
Yeah. Or everywhere. I've been applying for jobs everywhere. And that means in every different location. So that meaning is just slightly different. As opposed to left and right could mean every location, but it could also mean every opportunity, every day, all the time. Everywhere is very specific. Like at every shop on the block, I've applied for a job, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so context, Michelle. How much does that matter here? Yeah.
Well, like we already talked about this a little bit dealing with the shoe example. I mean, I don't know that this expression has one connotation, either positive or negative. I think it really just depends. I mean, like positive could be something like, oh, she's been knitting socks for charity left and right. She's such a good person, right? Mm-hmm. So it could be for something good, but it could also be for something negative.
Yeah, it's all about context. It just depends on what exactly you're saying, right?
Yeah.
So let's show our listeners a role play here. So here I am your personal trainer. Ooh, okay.
Yes,
new personal trainer.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay. So what do you feel you need the most help with, Michelle?
Well, I've been working out left and right, but I haven't seen any results.
Oh, really? What's your diet like?
Well, I'll be honest. I snack constantly.
Oh, I mean, snacking is good. We definitely want to take nutrition into consideration as well as what you do in the gym.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So you may be looking everywhere for new workout routines, but I also want to focus on what goes on in the kitchen. This can really help you grow muscle.
Great. Yeah. I do cardio all the time.
I think we should get some weights in there as well. Yes.
Okay.
And that is true. They say there's a lot of research that says that women in their 30s should be lifting weight, 30s and 40s. You want to be lifting weights more, right? To build up that bone density. That's what I'm trying to do these days. Yeah.
Me too.
I love that. You shared that on another episode that you and Dan are in the living room, you know, doing the free weights. Love it.
Doing the free weights. Okay. So here we go. Let's go through it. So I said, I've been working out left and right, but I haven't seen any results. So here I'm just saying like all the time, I feel like I'm always working out. Nothing is happening.
Yeah, all the time, right? Maybe weekends, weekdays, evenings, mornings, whatever it is, you're doing a lot. You're spending a lot of time. And then you said, well, I'll be honest, I snack constantly,
Yeah. Yeah, and then you said you may be looking everywhere for new workout routines, but I also want to focus on what goes on in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. And then you said, great. Yes, I do cardio all the time. So these are, like, we've shown you three or four ways to say something is happening frequently, right? Mm-hmm. It's a big mm-hmm. part of your life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. So, yeah, well, this is good. We have a lot of these expressions here that can be useful. Lindsay, anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Oh my gosh, this is great. You know, it's good to have this resource, guys, to say, because there are things that we're doing left and right, and maybe we're trying to achieve something, but it's not quite coming to us. That's when we seek out help, and we explain how much we've been doing the thing or trying to lift weights. I'm not gaining muscle, or I'm lifting weights left and right, but I'm just not gaining that muscle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We need to explain what we've tried as we go to find our resources. Yeah.
That's a good point. That's a really good point. All right. So should we leave it at that?
Yeah, let's leave it at that. Guys, hit that follow button. We believe in connection, not perfection. This, again, is a connection skill because you're describing what you've tried. So you're kind of letting people have a sense of empathy for you. I'm True. Applying for jobs left and right, but nothing's working out. Then they see where you're at, right?
Right. Yes, yeah. It's a good way to express that, to really let people in on what's been going on with your life.
On what's been going on. I actually like that angle. That's really good.
Yes.
Good stuff,
yes.
Michelle. All right.
All right. This was fun.
See you back on the show soon, Michelle. Have a good day.
All right. Bye, Lindsay. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.